Well, you can't change the world if you don't have anyone listening.
Welcome, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Kevin, we're going to dive in and have a chat with Beth Klepper, the owner of Mainstream Films. And I want to talk about the story of how I met her. We have this unique project that has been very hard to get the message out in a quick spiel. So I figured let's have her into Studio MBWD and talk about it.
Well, I'll be excited to talk a little bit about not only your Grape Street pop-top property, but the elite industry partners and all the things that you're doing to integrate every one of those components and how our listening audience of contractors and architects can find some benefit and help grow their business. So I'm real excited to have her here today.
Yeah, Elite Industry Partners started so fast, and it was kind of a small deal behind the scenes just to help a few of us small business owners meet and share leads, and it's blown up immediately into all these great projects we're working about together. I want to dive in and have Beth, who's kind of taken over the marketing lead of that, get her direction and thoughts on that.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Here we go.
What's your favorite beverage?
I knew you were going to ask me this, and it's white wine. And I'm actually embarrassed that it's white wine. I don't know why, but I wish it was something cooler, like beer or even red wine, but it's like a super chilled white wine.
There you go. What's the favorite place you traveled?
Well, I love traveling. So probably the favorite place I've been was we went to the Middle East a couple years ago. And people thought we were crazy. My mom and I went, and people thought we were crazy. And I had perceptions of what it was going to be like there. And it was... And the reason I travel is just to get out of my comfort zone and love seeing different things. And it was one of those kind of shook almost all perceptions I'd had about their culture, their religion. And it was a really eye-opening experience. So, and that's what I travel for anyway. So it was a... Middle East is what the Jordan we went to in Israel, mm-hmm. and yep, it was nice. Great.
So what's one detail part of that trip to tell us about?
One detail, the Dead Sea. Like, everyone says you float in the Dead Sea, but you literally, like, you spring up like you're a ball. It's not just floating. You can't...
It's super buoyant, yeah.
Super buoyant. I had no idea it was going to be that buoyant. It was the coolest thing ever.
All right. What's your favorite hobby?
Oh, favorite hot cooking. I love food, love cooking. If I had free time, I would be going to farmers markets, getting spices and food, and just making awesome meals. But I don't get to do it as much as I'd like.
Great. So we got through the speed round.
Okay.
We got to know a little bit about Beth Klepper, who is the owner of Mainstream Films. So tell us about yourself and Mainstream Films, and we'll dive in and have a chat about that.
Yeah. So I started Mainstream Films about 2 years ago. I thought about it about 12 years ago when I was in grad school, and I was dealing with people, or I was going to school with people who had really idealistic views on film and what film, how to make film and what kind of stories to tell. And I always liked films like Titanic and things that were super mainstream. And I got a lot of slack for that in grad school because they were, not artistic enough or whatever. And my philosophy always was anything that can get that many people's attention is hugely powerful. And I've got a background in rhetoric and just message sending and how we shape our values. And so when I was in grad school and all of these people gave me slack and they were supposed to be the artists that are trying to change the world. And I thought, well, you can't change the world if you don't have anyone listening. So that's how I came up with the name Mainstream Films. I wanted to have a film company and I wanted to call it Mainstream because of that piece of it, that let's get people's attention. Unfortunately, my degree was in theory, so I never really touched a camera, never put anything together. And so when I graduated, I didn't, wasn't able to just start the film company right away. I had to get some experience. So I went to work for HDNet at the time. It's now Access TV. Mark Cuban owns it and worked there for 10 years, got all kinds of experience, worked on all different kinds of shows, actually wrote stories, cut together things, worked with editors, and actually got my practical experience. And a couple of years ago, the timing was right to go out on my own and try to make Mainstream Films go.
Cool. Well, I'm going to tell a little bit of a story about why I wanted to have Beth into Studio MVWD and talk through filming and that kind of stuff, because the construction industry is all about customers seeing your great projects and getting the next project. But the reality is as I've started this podcast show and went through this process, it's builders are really good at building. They're not really good at marketing. So the marketing aspect has really taken a big spin or taken a lot of the time. When I'm looking into this microphone for contractors and architects listening to this, what can be the most value to them? And so I've been thinking through that and go back a few months, and Mountain View has put a lot of emphasis on videos and marketing and getting our projects out there. As we've been scaling and growing our business, we want everybody to see these great projects and we're working on. So I kind of, you know, got editing software and was trying to do all this stuff on my own. And I'm trying to be a video producer and do videos. And then I go into Studio MVWD and talk about how be really good at a few things. And I was realizing it was taking all this time to do all this videos and all this stuff. And I was like, well, Devin, practice what you preach. And right about that time, we do these meetups here at the showroom, and Nick May, who I've talked a lot about on this show, was the guy that runs these meetups and interviewed me, and it was all about buying a business. We talked through the story about that, and after the meetup, this gal in the audience came up, and her name was Beth Klepper. And she came up and she said, you know, I'm kind of starting my own business, and, you know, would you like to go to lunch sometime? And I was like, cha-ching, you know? So I was like, yeah, let's go to lunch, and I can help her about, she's kind of trying to scale her business. I've been kind of successful scaling my business, and things that you're really good at, you go after that stuff. So I went to lunch, and I was like, well, how can I help Beth with her business, and how can she help me with my videos? And I'm going to have her kind of elaborate on that as I finish this story up. But then I had this Grape Street Pop Top project where I'm going to have her tell about how we kind of rolled that out and the challenges we went through. But from that lunch, man, a week later, we were having four meetings a week for the past few months, and I've really got to know Beth Klepper from what I'm always saying about outsourcing inside and surround yourself with good people. And I talked with Beth about getting me on her advisory council and having her on my advisory council for the whole marketing aspect. So that's kind of how we got to today, how I know Beth Klepper with Mainstream Films, and she's kind of taken over the Elite Industry Partners. And tell us about the trials and tribulations of getting here today for contractors and architects listening to this, what we're trying to produce to give the secret sauce for the construction industry out of the Grape Street Project.
First of all, construction kind of has a little bit of a bad rap in terms of, you know, reliability or not contractors, I guess I could say. So the fact that anybody that would have a video of any kind shows that they took the time, that they wanted to tell their story, they crafted a message, they put that together, that already sets you apart dramatically. I think that that's, you know, one reason why this industry is going to really want to use video. I think what appealed to me about the Pop Top was showing the process, because one of the things I found really challenging in my business is combining the artistic world of film and storytelling and the business world of people want it to actually do something for them. They want there to be an ROI. They want there to be something that they can measure against their video. And the Pop Top is just this great narrative about a process. So when I met you and you told me about it, that was really what appealed to me. Was cool. We'll get to bring a camera out to this construction site, have access. We don't have to pay anybody. We'll get to put a camera up. They're going to get tons of footage, time lapse. We'll see this whole process, things that are just really appealing to the eye. People love to see, you know, that's why there's a whole channel dedicated to home, you know, renovations.
So talk through when you say channel, because this is where I kind of want Kevin to pop in, because as I said, do a few things really well. Mm-hmm. I was trying to do my own YouTube channel and Mountain View's channel and just make videos and just do as much as you can and get it out there. And then when I step back and realize is like my Mountain View family that has their business within the business, they only have so much time to watch so many videos and keep up with the train. Sometimes less is more. And maybe Kevin, you could elaborate on when I hit the video thing, I hit it hard. And you could
share. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, Devin was doing some very good videos on everything from how to install different types of products that we sell to, you know, different circumstances that we could get both, you know, our ideal customer, which is architects and contractors, to get a feel of how these things work, how it can benefit them. But Devin hit the nail on the head with what he mentioned, and that is that there were so many of them that it was very difficult for us to kind of keep up with, you know, being able to watch those when we're trying to do everything else we need to do in terms of selling business, following up with customers and that kind of thing. So,
yeah. So talk about
What is YouTube, and as the way you say, the best way to use it, because what I want to get out of this is contractors are, it's information overload.
Right.
And
right.
We had Visual Builder. We had an episode on that.
Yeah.
And I asked him, what are the top five today and the five top five down the road?
Right.
And one of the top five down the road, he said, was buildzoom.com. And we were at a Lead Industry Partners meeting yesterday. Someone came up the website, and everybody, not one person at the table even knew
what
BuildZoom.
Yeah.
And this was 14 business owners that are going to try to get contractors, and they don't even know what this is out there. And I was like, that's a perfect example of information overload out there.
Right.
So if I'm a contractor and architect listening to this, Beth, you tell me, what are the three things I need to do today to be successful through things like mainstream films to grow my business and get my projects out there to get the next project? What's the best way to showcase my project that I'm doing today from start to finish to get more projects of what we want to do? And we're always talking about find out who you are. Less is more. Not just videos about everything.
Right.
Videos to the right customers to get more of those right customers.
Well, and I think there's two things. And I think it's great that you were ambitious and went for all of those videos, because I think a lot of people, and I think that's exactly what happens to people with video. They don't even know where to begin. And then they think, well, I'll hire someone. And they go talk to huge production houses, and it's $10,000, you know, $20,000 to produce a 2-minute commercial or a 1-minute commercial. And so they think, forget it, not even going to deal with it. I think the thing about video is it has to be good. And you have to understand the medium a little bit. And I think most people don't. I think that people think, oh, we have an iPhone. I've got all this gear. I can make my own video. But it's not just about capturing images. It's about capturing a message. It's about telling a story. And crafting that is a little bit, takes work, takes an actual story to have. You have to be able to articulate that and then go out and get that. So what I would say to people, and what I do say to people, is in one sentence, what are you, do you want your audience to know at the end of your video? One sentence. You should be able to have that very, very clear. And when you start talking about video,
your why. That's what I always tell you. You got to know your why.
Of why you're doing the video.
Yeah.
And there can be a lot. You know, for you, you probably, when you meet a customer to when you finally close that deal, there's probably tons and tons and tons of information exchanged. And all of that information can be packaged and made into videos. But you have to think about how it's packaged and then how it's distributed and then to who to make it actually effective and work. And so I think when you start thinking, okay, we could make a video on how to install windows, we could make a video on glass, we could make a video on all of these different things, that's great. But where do you start? How do you actually be strategic about it? And that's the key that I think people don't necessarily have any understanding of with video.
Well, and one of the things I think that you touched on that's really critical is that storytelling aspect, because, you know, having been a builder, I've talked about that on the show before, I can tell you firsthand that when we built, and I was primarily a production builder, so that's not our primary target audience here on the show, but it's, you know, it's very similar in the sense that we're our target is primarily contractors and architects that are in the custom arena building spec homes and or building for a specific client. But the key thing there, I think, is that every one of their clients has a unique story. Every home that they've built, every project that they've built has a unique story. So, you know, they need to be able to discern that through the video to be able to explain that in a real concise way that everybody's going to understand. And that's what drives business. I mean, when we built model homes, that was the only way we could sell houses.
Right.
I mean, if we didn't have them nicely furnished and everything, and we just had a house there that was empty, they didn't sell. They sold once we were able to put quality
the
products
sizzle
in there, the sizzle to show. And that's what a video can do, I think, for these. And
the video needs to be, you got to have a testimonial or a custom story that someone can relate to for you to make their custom story.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's what I think builders and architects listening to this need to understand and use the resources of the people around them to help them understand their why or their story. what kind of projects do you want to be designing and what kind of projects do you want to be building and what is your passion and your best return on investment, mm-hmm. and then find your Beth Klepper where you're listening to the show globally to listen. And help. If you don't know that story, you'll meet with people and help right. them understand that story. And it may be a few videos or get them on camera or someone else or voiceovers to yep. to craft that. And I think that's one of the advantages is sometimes you just got to dive in and do it. And you learn by doing.
Yes.
And I think I have a big one up on a lot of people around me is because I was terrified of public speaking or being on the camera. And I said, you know what? You're the president of a company and you want to be a big deal, Devin. Look yourself in the mirror and God damn it, go do it. So I just started doing it. And I started this podcast and I started working through all that.
And to kind of answer your question, too, about what they should do, I think any and how to even get started, where to go from that. I think anybody that has a website should have a video. You should, when people go to your website, think of how many things you see a day, how many blog posts, how many pieces of material you're supposed to read a day, and how that's where that information overload comes from, is there's so much content. But if you see a video on a website, a 1 to 3 minute video where you can learn about their company, you can learn about their values, you can understand their story. The statistics show people stay on websites 3 times as long when there's a video on the website. So that's a good place to start. And that video should be, what are your values? What do you care about? How are you great? What makes you better than your competition? And that's what I asked all the elite industry partners last week was, why do I buy from you instead of somebody else that's selling what you're selling? And that's what should be on your video. And that's a good place
to start.
That should
be your home run video, 30 seconds short on the homepage, one video.
Well, right. those are the keys because it has to be compelling because people are trained now to Yeah, they're going to move on if it's not compelling
right.
quickly. So, you know, that's where your expertise and the importance of having a good story to tell.
Right.
If you don't, people are going to go on to the next builder, and that's the last thing you want. So
right.
you got to make sure that works well.
Right. And that's the thing. I think if you see a video, if I see somebody put together a video, that speaks volumes to me. I mean, obviously, I know video. I know what it takes to create a video. But that tells me that they aren't just somebody that threw up a website and, you know, are trying this. They've gone to the trouble to craft a message and to make it tell their story. And that builds trust in a way that, in a more efficient way than anything else. You can't get to as many people as you can through video.
Well, and that story becomes timeless, too, because
right.
even though you might have just finished the project and you're telling that story today, it's just going to be as valid 2 years or 3 years from now as it is today if you do it correctly.
Yep.
And you got to put yourself out there. But more importantly than that is you got to get testimonials and other people mm-hmm. talking about you. And to me, that is that's marketing gold.
Right.
Is have somebody else on video at your project talking about how great you are and they're seeing it in the background.
And that's,
I don't think it gets any better.
Right.
When I'm looking for stuff, that's
somebody's
the top dog.
Absolutely. If someone's, and that's what I, when because I do a lot of testimonials and that's what I always interview. I say, why do you... You know, when I interview these people, why did you take time out of your day to speak about this company? I mean, that's ultimately the best compliment you can give. And so that's one way that I've, you know, actually worked with companies is to do, okay, let's get 4 to 6 people lined up for testimonials, and then let's do your website video and kind of get that all done in one day. And that's a good place to start. That's a nice, you've got testimonials, you've got a good message on your homepage. And then from there you can build. And then you learn about video. I'm working with one client now that he did testimonials on his own, kind of like you wanted to do it yourself. Got testimonials on his own and decided I need a little bit of help. And now we're slowly getting into, now it's an insurance company. So now we're getting into the top 10 things you want to ask your homeowner's insurance. And then that's something you want to put on YouTube or, you know, for the construction industry, top 10 things you should be asking your builder.
Yeah, you got to start with your main channel,
right.
but then you got to do specific stuff about all these one-offs that have keywords. So when someone
yes.
needs a specific thing, you Google it, but it's getting to the world where you YouTube it,
right.
which is owned by Google, and it's all tied together. So a specific long keyword, if you have a video and you come up and then your company or
right.
your organization comes up, you've now just gained that much more credibility
exactly.
by answering their question.
Well, and that touches on something we talked about off air, and that is the power of video. And if you get nothing else out of this show, you got to recognize the power of video. That's why Google bought them. I mean, Google is the King Kong, obviously, in the arena of information in the digital age, and they bought YouTube for that very reason. You look at what Facebook has done, you know, they're promoting and pushing the whole video idea, and that's the reason, because that's what gets, you know,
people's attention.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and that's where we're going. I mean, there's just no other medium that's as powerful as video. I mean, there's, it just combines everything that we have to tell stories, and that's what we're going. I mean, that's how we talk on the phone now. We have FaceTime because we want to see video. We don't want to read about it as much, or we still will want to read about it, but it's going to be, I think, the king. And I think that to kind of go back to what you said about information overload, I think that the conversation about video gets so blown up to where now you're talking about keywords and what does that mean, and now I've lost sight. You know, my advice to people is make a video. You know, make a story, tell the story of your business. Start there, and then you'll learn. You'll learn about it, you'll understand how the keywords work. And then you can say, okay, YouTube is the number two search engine after Google. So people are going to YouTube for just as much almost just as much content as they are for Google. So they're typing in things about construction. So if you've got those keywords right and you have a video tailored to what your audience cares about, they're going to see that video, and that's where you get that name recognition, that branding.
Yeah. And that's how they're interviewing you. That's how people buy now today. They go to see who's the relevant people online, and the video jumps you to the top of the charts. So I want to elaborate a little bit more about the Grape Street Pop-Top project that, you know, I'm the window and door supplier as Mountain View Window and Door, but also the investor on this house as well. So I wear a lot of hats on that behind the scenes, and a builder's not who Mountain View Window and Door and this podcast show is. But I did this because it was really hard for us to get into houses and really do whatever we want, whenever and how we wanted to do that. We had Adam Sinclair on the show, and he talked a little bit when we were just getting going into this. And Beth and I did the presentation for 12 business owners, because the whole idea was, is it made perfect sense to me. Why not add some of my other lead industry partners, people that have been in this show, and we're going to continue to have different business owners in Studio MVW on the Art of Construction. But I'd love to get your perception of the construction industry. Back when I met Beth, she was figuring out which niche is best for her, because I'm always talking to people is you got to find a sector and just crush it. You know, don't be a mainstream films for every sector. Maybe someday you're that, and you can have 10 Beth Kleppers, one's for the construction industries, one's for the insurance, but you got to start somewhere and scale and grow that. And you were kind of looking for what is the
right
sector.
I was definitely looking.
So you have basically turned the corner and went all in the construction industry for the past few months. So tell us about working with different suppliers and contractors and architects, your feedback as kind of not in the construction industry as an expert, but a film person now diving in and learning. You're seeing a lot of probably say archaic stuff in the construction industry as far as how things are done. So I'd love to get your perception as kind of a newbie in the construction industry on films, and the whole title of this show is The Power of Video.
Right. Well, I think that there's two types of people in business. Not, there's probably a lot more, but there's the people that really want to succeed and want to get after it, and then kind of those that don't. And I think that most people that I've met, that we've met with, they all really see that, oh, online this, it's going that way. I haven't gotten a ton of resistance. I don't think anybody that we're working with isn't at least open to the idea.
We've had some, though. We had someone tell us, well, I didn't think the internet would work, and it did.
Yeah.
But in that same company, you had, you know, had different generations, and when we've talked about that before on the show, but it's different people, but what's the culture of the company, too? I think it's really what you're dealing with, because you got to have the company buying, but you got to, who's the decision maker within that?
Who's it? And that's what I found. I found that most of the people, all of the elite industry partners, I think that they are interested. They really want to see how it works. I think kind of I've been connecting the dots a little bit more. Like every time I meet with somebody and kind of say, here's what we're trying to do, it makes a little bit more sense to them. They're not necessarily forward in it or going after it. And that's what I think appealed to them about us taking the lead on this was, we're going to try to make it a little bit easier for you and make it so that you can understand how this works without your business, without having to spend hours a week trying to figure it out. Because I think that's what it comes
to. So a contractor and architect listening to this, they're probably like, what is a lead industry? What are you guys talking about?
I know. I feel like I'm just now learning what it is.
So let's back up and say, what is a lead industry partners and what is the Grape Street Project and how do you tune in and understand it?
Okay, good.
Tell
great setup. The Elite Industry Partners are a group of luxury traders in the Denver metro area. Everybody has some sort of material product that they would like to put into luxury homes. And then that's a pretty fair way to say it, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're all really great, savvy business people. So they all came together to say, okay, we all want to meet the same people. We want to meet builders. We want to meet people that are building these homes so that when they need an awning, they call Best Awning Company. When they need countertops, they call Breckus. So that's what you guys were trying to cultivate with this kind of networking group.
Which was before this investment property. Yeah.
And then the investment property.
And what we meet monthly, and so mm-hmm. builders and architects listening to this, we had our monthly meeting yesterday, and Jenny, who the owner of Genesis Roofing, mm-hmm. who's part of the group, what we do is we come around, everybody brings one builder or architect they're working with and one that they want to do business with. And we're all it's not just trying to hit the dartboard. We're going for bullseyes, the right people for us, and we work together to grow each other's mm-hmm. business. And what Jenny said, she goes, well, I met with so-and-so yesterday, and I told him I'm going to be showcasing you at Elite Industry right. Partners as the builder that I want you to know about all these other vendors that you want to do mm-hmm. business with. Because I think in the construction industry, it's like, everybody puts up a wall, and it's like you got to break down that wall.
Right.
Well, Elite Industry Partners as a group is formulating to where contractors and architects should want to know who we are, because we all truly care about them having the most successful project. So it's as a group taking that wall down and knowing who's who and kind of cut to the chase, because it's the whole networking and getting to know who's the who makes the decisions, who's that. Mm-hmm. That's what Elite Industry Partners does behind the scenes. And then we build and come to the market with quality products.
Right.
So contractors and architects listening to this, if you want to be, you know, showcased at Elite Industry Partners, let us know. So that's behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
And then this investment property came up right when I met Beth Klepper and
right.
the Mainstream Films YouTube channel and all that stuff. And we kind of piggybacked in all of us business owners.
Well, and that was, like I said earlier, what appealed to me about the Pop Top was when we produce video, we're trying to think of what is the best shots we can get, what's the best access we can get. So we've got, you know, you've got tons of product in the showroom here that we can get video of, but it's not as compelling a video as actually being installed or seeing it in the house. So when you told me this plan of let's try to get all of these different things, that made a lot of sense to me from a video standpoint of this is great footage. This is really good video that we're going to be able to capture because it's something unique. That's what, you know, you want to show something on video that people don't necessarily get to see otherwise, or you want to give them a little bit more than they get to see. So that's what appealed to me about the Grape Street and just actually getting to tell the story of the Grape Street project, of this house being built and then all of these partners being their contribution to the house.
In a promo video that you can break up into segments but also pull together as one kind of deal. So me as the owner of Mountain View Window and Door, I have this big fancy Weiland door in my showroom that we're recreating in a way that I've never seen done in this Pop Top project. So we can do featuring it in the showroom, but then we can document it A to Z, the process. So my Mountain View family can watch and understand that so they can sell more. My contractors can watch it and understand it, and their customers can see it and say, yeah, I want that in my home, and understand it through video versus trying to talk through that.
Right. Well, exactly. Picture speaks 1,000 words, a video speaks 100,000 words. And that's what I think about, you know, that's what appealed to me so much about putting all of that stuff in the house and what I thought was genius for everybody. And I think that's why we got everybody to get on board. They thought, yeah, we're not going to we don't film this. You know, you're selling windows. You're doing what you do. You're not filming the process A to Z. And that is interesting to people. Getting to see that packaged up neatly and in a story fashion is interesting to people. And that's why there's so much, like I said, the whole Home and Garden channel is dedicated to renovations and construction.
But this peels back so many more layers than HGTV flipped this house.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because
all
you see on that is what for the homeowner to see, and they see all the stuff that we talk about on this podcast show that you don't see, that you are going to see on this. We are actually showing all the problem videos and all the stuff for contractors and architects to listening to this, as we talked about the meatless sandwich. Talk about a perfect way to go to Mainstream Films Elite Industry Partners YouTube channel and just watch these videos with products, with problems, with solutions through a whole project.
Right.
I've never seen anything like that before.
No, I hadn't either. And that's, and the more we do it, because I think we all dove in head first, and the more we're creating it, and we haven't even done anything yet, you know, in terms of building. We were just talking about permit
problems.
Next
week it gets closed up.
Next week. There we go. But it's still been really interesting to hear all these things that can come up that can be an issue that you hadn't thought of, or I didn't know it could be an issue. You probably knew at least more than me and Adam about what potential issues can arise, but this is now on video and people can see it.
You could do this 1,000 times and you're going to learn 1,000 and 1,000 new things every time. But that's the whole idea of what we're trying to do, is educate our customers through the podcast with audio, with YouTube channels through video, and all these different resources to be the place to grow your business. And that's what I think that's what this is going to do for our contractors and architects listening.
One of the things I think would be important to go back to real quick, Beth, is the impact that you're seeing with those elite industry partners, the contractors and suppliers that are working on this project. One of the things you talked about earlier was initially there was either some confusion, some reluctance, or some lack of understanding in terms of the value of this. And that's the real key thing, is they're looking at, well, where's the finished product? Well, it's no different than building a house. It starts by framing that, you know, you got to pour a foundation, you got to frame the house, you got to put the roof on, et cetera. And so, you know, now talk a little bit more about, since this has been going on for a few weeks, what the differences are in the reception of those key industry partners and what they're seeing.
That's the value
I think that our contractors and architects listening need to really focus on, is you don't need to know everything, but tell them a little bit about how that's working right now.
Because that's exactly what a builder does, is like the homeowner, you don't need to know about the backfill and the foundation and the rebar.
I got that handled,
all that. You'd never get, you know, 860 decisions that a homeowner has to make, you know, in a house. There's just too many decisions. We found that with the video. We opened it up to where they were so confused, where we had to back off and kind of start over. That's such a good parallel.
Well, and that's exactly. Well, I think what's interesting about any industry, and when I started talking to Tyler about his gutters and what makes his gutters better.
He's been on the show.
Right. He's been on the show,
Conifer Gutter.
Conifer Gutter. You know, I started talking to him about what makes his products better, what makes his business better. It's very complex. It's this material. And that's how it is with video. And so I don't know if it is a trend in the construction industry that they're less open to the digital space, but it's like anything else. You have to figure out how to educate people, and I think that's what we've done with the Elite. I think little by little we're getting people to understand, here's how video is going to work for you, here's how you're going to, you know, here's how to optimize it, here's how to do it, versus, you know, try to understand everything there is to know about video.
Well,
today,
I think Tyler's a perfect example, and I think one of the challenges, to step back a little bit, is that, you know, Devin touched on this. When you're building a home, there's 1,000 pieces, moving parts, and decisions. And so, you know, for builders, they're busy. They've got a lot on their plate, man. They don't need a whole subject matter on their plate. And so but the power of it is so critical, though, it's going to help drive that other part of the business. And I think that's what Tyler is seeing, is the importance and the value of that, to say, I need to take a little time off as the owner of the company to make sure I've got these key elements in place to help sell more product and for me to do more business.
Right, and having a resource that really understands this world. Like Beth said, we got to launch this through Facebook because they're really making a big effort and went through this whole, and I'm not going to talk the details because that's not what's important to our contracts. What's important is having somebody to
that
understand
that. You can't know
how
that.
And where to get that out, because we at Mountain View, we put all this stuff out through this Hootsuite and Mountain, and I look and I see, you know, two views, three this, that, and it's like, That's not getting right. to that. We don't even know who those three people are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you can get a channel of people around you that you know you're getting it to the right audience, and then these videos were thrown out there in the 500 ranges because she knows the right way to put it out there. All of us small business owners know we need to be on Facebook, this,
right.
whatever that. So we have our wives or somebody just
throw something out
there because you got to do it. Well, if you're doing it just to do it, don't do it at all.
Right.
That's part of what I'm learning as I've dove into this is have somebody that is not a $10,000 bill to make one little video. It's getting creative like we've done with
right.
lead industry partners in your community, because I'm seeing a lot of these show homes going out there, but I don't see them going out like this, because
nothing like
a
this.
House is just a house.
Right.
A YouTube channel that's timeless with videos that you
right.
can show over and over again
right.
is like our podcast show. So it's so much better than just come see this house on this Saturday afternoon and tour the house and it's done.
Right, exactly. And seeing every little bit of it. I mean, we're doing week by week, and that's the thing that is really powerful too in digital marketing is consistency. The people that are consistent, they just, so even if our videos, you know, nothing's really happening, but there's something there, people rely on us, it's a credibility thing, we're showing them the process. And then, you know, now we're putting in the blinds and look at these cool blinds from Blind Corners and Curves, or, you know, now look at the electrical part of it that's going in. All of that is really going to be interesting to the viewer, I think, and going to tell a story, captivate people and educate people, which is the point.
And you're saying all these business owners, that's so powerful for me to hear, because we have all this buy-in from the Denver community
right.
and we're all working together to where we're getting $10,000 quality videos
right.
that we're all sharing the costs
right.
for our contracts and architects as the masses to all listen to us business owners that truly care about making you more successful. So that's the bottom line about the whole
right.
deal. So.
And everybody, I think that, you know, as I talked to everybody last week, it's people are excited, and I think that it's still educating. Like, I'm sure I was thinking yesterday when I was here, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin. Even if I had the money, you know, I wouldn't even know where to begin to buy windows. So you probably have to educate people and tell them, here's what's this. This is this package. Or,
it's whatever you do. It's a builder.
Right.
Aren't listen, they want, a homeowner doesn't know when you go to Google, I want to build a house.
Right, right.
How do you do that?
Where do you
even
begin?
That?
Who do I
That's
call?
What we're always talking about, the needs analysis on this show, is we... When someone comes in the window world of Mountain View, the first thing we do is go right to the table and ask them a group of questions,
because
right. we don't want to waste their time or ours.
Right.
It's with whatever you're doing, find your needs analysis and dial in the right questions. You know, a builder would ask a lot of the same questions we would ask. Is this, are you building this home to sell it, or are you building this home for a long time?
Right.
Questions like that to drive the decisions, so you're going to go show them one or two windows, not the 28 lines of windows we have out there, because you're information overload again. Just
right.
like when you're doing a video with somebody, it's what do you want to get out of this video and create it there. Don't go right into talking keywords or you're going to lose
Exactly. Well, and that was the thing with Tyler. Back to Tyler. He's really just made an appearance on this podcast. We were talking, because, you know, he's got half Conifer Gutters and then half Best Awning Company. And as we talked through his business and where he's at and what he really needs, he is swamped. They are like 120 days out. And don't quote me on that, but from, you know, new work on that. But the awnings, those are a really, really great piece of his business that are he can sell. They come in, they're reliable, they build their, you know, they put in the awning, they do a great job, they guarantee their work. And that's something that isn't as much, you know, isn't, the work isn't as far out on that. So it makes a lot more sense to start, okay, that's the need you have. You want to sell more of those awnings. We should make a video for that first. And then once you've got plenty of revenue from that, then you can kind of strategically look at, okay, what's the next video we want to make now? Maybe we have enough capital or whatever to maybe hire another crew for the gutters, and now we can make more gutter videos or whatever it is. It's the same thing as realizing what are your goals as a business, and then choosing your story based on that.
Find your biggest pain and fix it. So
right.
I started by, like we said, you got to get your general video, testimonials,
mm-hmm.
the stuff to make your business wow.
Right.
Get the wow out there, and then find the biggest pain as far as
right.
every project you do, I have to deal with this. For us, it's things like glass or something, whatever videos. It's us, we're the big Anderson dealer, and we're always going against Pella. So I literally made a video talking about the differences between Anderson and Pella so that internally people can watch that, or a customer comes in and the facts are the facts.
Right.
So you find your pains and fix it to scale and grow your business, and video is a great medium to do that after you... Like you said with Tyler, his biggest thing is he wants to grow his awning business.
Right.
So that's the first promo video.
Let's do that
make.
First, and then
architect listening to this maybe says, "I want to design gazebos."
Right.
Well, he goes and makes a video about how he's the best. How you design gazebos out there? Now he's going to start getting hits from that. Whatever.
And I think a really good tip that I've gotten is, what do people ask you all the time? You know, as Mountain View, what are the questions people ask you about windows? What do people ask me about video? What do people ask you about blinds? What do people ask you about gutters? Those are the keys for the videos that you should be making after, you know, you've made your wow, your website video, you've told your story, you've got some testimonials. Now start thinking about, what do people want to know? You know, the thing that everyone asks me, what should I make a video about? That was the first question you asked me. So I should probably have a video that says, here's what you should make your video about. You should have a website video. That's how it works, you know? That should drive your content, is what people are constantly asking.
So what you're saying on your website, it should be, why should you make a video?
Yes.
It should be a video of you telling someone why to make a video.
Right. Or, you know, what people want to know, what should I make a video about?
Yeah.
You should make a video about, which just gave me an idea. I mean, I have my story on my website, so when you go to my website, you see the story of my business, but I don't have a video that says, here's what you should make a video about, which I should.
And that's what's good about these conversations, is you collectively talk through it and people listen to this and hopefully on the message board continue this conversation. So as kind of a teaser with hopefully a bunch of people are going to be listening to this all over the world and going to our YouTube channel, how do you go to that YouTube channel? What's the best way? Because is it searching your name, Elite Industry Partners?
Elite Industry Partners. If you go into YouTube and you just search Elite Industry Partners, will come up.
Okay, so you click on that, and then you come in and you'll see all the
videos. Click on our channel, and all the videos are there.
So I want to ask you, what is the most unique video that you've done to this point with Elite Industry Partners need someone to go watch on the channel?
Probably the last one we did, just because I thought it was very interesting.
What was it?
Well, the one after the signatures one we did with Adam, talking about that you guys didn't even need the signatures.
Oh, yeah.
Just
politics. There's a lot of that in this.
Well, and I thought that was really interesting because I thought that was valuable information for anybody that was thinking about getting a permit. I know I used to work on concerts and we would try to get permits for the trucks outside. Getting permits is always an issue. It's always red tape, all that kind of stuff. So just to kind of tell that story and hear that piece of it, I thought was really valuable more than anything we've done. I think that it's been really cool to see the construction. I mean, just the site alone has been very compelling, but I think that last video was probably our best one so far. And we're kind of getting the hang of it. And we've got a really Fiverr. I found out about Fiverr, which I'm going to tell my audiences about too. That's been a huge resource in terms of just if you have a logo, if you have a designer.
I don't think we've talked about on this podcast show. So tell
me about
Fiverr. No, Fiverr was awesome. And actually Devin, which is embarrassing because I'm supposed to be the video person. Devin was the one who told me about it. And animate. So you have designers that do print and then you have designers that do animations and much more than that, but that's basic. So Desiree designed the Elite Industry Partner logo. And if you put that into a timeline and video, you have to do something with it to make it interesting. And it really takes a lot of time to do something to make it interesting. I mean, you have to have a pretty skilled technician to get that animated and cool. Well, Devin tells me about Fiverr that for $5, all you have to do is, I mean, it could not have been easier. You upload your logo, you pay $5, and you don't get a lot of choice in terms of what they do or how they do it. But for $5, I mean, I work in the industry, that is, you can do 10 of them and it's still going to probably be cheaper than what it would cost to hire a designer and work through all of that. So I was really impressed with Fiverr. I'm using it for all kinds of different stuff now too. It's a great resource.
Yeah. And you can see that on the YouTube channel where we took, you know, I think I did two and Beth did one. So we have three different ones and all three of them turned out pretty cool.
Yeah. All of them are great.
Where they took our logo and spun it in digital. Mm-hmm. So you see
Set it to music.
Yeah, for the bookends on our videos. Mm-hmm. So contractors and architects listening to this,
it's
such a low cost way to differentiate yourself. So if you're going to just do a video, take your logo and go for $5, you can make it come to life.
Right.
And that's just one thing. Voiceovers, All kinds of stuff for $5. So, and it's F-I-V-E-R-R.
Right.
Is how you spell it. So we can put that in the show notes. But a nice tip and trick.
You can make a video yourself. You really can, but you have to know what you're doing a little bit. But that's the thing. You can go to Fiverr. You can use your iPhone, but you still have to craft a message, and you still have to... The call to action, I think, for all of your audiences should be to think about what their video should say. How are you different? You should have that so clear. That should be clear before you make a video, and then create a production plan and make your video.
Well, and the real key thing about this, too, is this is going to drive business. This is not for fun. This mm-hmm. is not for right. you know, ego, although some of those things
some
are coming
it.
To play. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, the real driver of this is to drive business, right. and it works. That's the whole point.
Right, right. Video works.
So on the flip side, what is the most challenging video to this point?
Probably that first one, because I'm doing it myself, and I usually hire contractors. And you guys all kind of pushed me in a really good way to go for it. And, you know, I have a lot of experience, but I was always working with editors and shooters and just kind of saying, okay, I'm going to put this out there. This is mine. I can't say, well, the editor's not any good or the shooter sucks. I was the editor. I was the shooter. So there was nobody to blame. So just kind of getting that first one out there. And honestly, I think that that's another like tip for people. Putting video out is really vulnerable. Anything, creating anything, writing a blog, putting a picture up can feel really vulnerable on social media. And you just got to do it because people are going to look at it and maybe they're not. I mean, obviously, the hope is that people look at it, but you got to put things out there.
I got to tell this story because the saying I use a lot of the times is good is good enough.
Right.
And she had made this video she's referring to. I was like, you just do something so that we can show it at the event. And when we were presenting to the group.
Which was like the next day, right?
Right.
Yeah. She had,
right.
She had no time to do it. And it was kind of the teaser to before anything.
I didn't even tell
started.
You guys I had it. I was like,
so she came in and I was like, do you have anything? She goes, nah, okay. I said, so you have something? I said, let me see it. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
Like, before she could even say anything, I'm putting it up on the screen.
Sure.
Everybody in the audience were like, that's when their eyes lit up. They're like, this is cool. And it was just adding a little music.
Right.
And so, you know, you got to have, there's the time and the place for the top
right.
dog. And there's
absolutely.
The time and the place to get it out there.
Right.
And it's like this podcast. We've had our ups and downs with the audio and a few things haven't been perfect. But I can guarantee you we would have never got it off
right.
the ground
if we didn't just start. And
even when you get going, you think sometimes, God, this isn't working. Or you have one like our last show. I just couldn't get the audio right. Tom was great. But I would still put it out there,
right.
you know, and you just got to do it. And
right.
I think that's what Beth and I have challenged each other on this whole thing. It's like, I can see why contractors, you never see a contractor video doing what we're doing here, because adding that on top of actually doing the project is an insurmountable amount of work. And poor Adam, who's the project manager, has pulled so many different directions with all these different people. I hope he doesn't explode one of these days.
I know. Does he hate us? That's what I feel.
But I know he's learning so much, and he's like me, is... just keep giving it to me, you
right.
know, and,
mm-hmm.
and this, I may fall down sometimes, but we'll get it done,
yeah,
you know, so
sure.
that's what I think on that video was like that, but it also got everybody to, the light bulbs were going off.
Well, and that Adam actually was great, because he had called me after, and he was like, you got to bring your standards down, and because I come from a network, and we were making... The video, the purpose of our video was so different. And I know that. I know that about video, that if you make a training video, it does not have to have nearly as many bells and whistles as a marketing video does, because it's a training video. So I knew that. But Adam was still like, these business owners don't do video. So you're giving them something that they haven't even had at all. And that really kind of built the confidence too, was saying, okay, you know what, maybe this doesn't have 6 hours of color correction on it, or we didn't, you know, put it into our audio program. But this is still telling a story that wasn't existing otherwise. You know, this is still putting something valuable content out there that wasn't there.
So what do you listen to while you're driving around, Beth?
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with podcasts, and I'm not even saying that. Like, this is a dream come true. I am obsessed. My favorite podcast right now is Online Marketing Made Easy. Amy Porterfield does it, and I love everything about it. She's the one that gave me the Facebook, she's started in Facebook, just helping people manage their Facebook, and now it's all about online content, and she's very... practical and here's how to do it and here's how to make it work. And she's really down to earth and talks about her struggles. And then I listen to a lot of how to manage time, because as a new business owner, it's not about working as hard as you can. I mean, it is, but it's, you have to work smart. And so I have trying to figure out, okay, what should I be spending my time on? What should I actually be doing so I don't go out of business? Has been
any
podcasts that have something like managing time or
well, and that's the beauty of podcasts. We talked about that early on, you know, that it was just in its sort of infancy in terms of the mainstream out there, and now, like with all your favorite sports figures, Shaq has his own podcast, and everybody, you know, a lot of the corporate sports shows have had podcasts, but now it's gotten to a point where, like what you're saying, in terms of whatever your hobby, whatever your interest, there's a podcast out there for you where you can grab that information at your convenience. It makes it great.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got podcasts that are fun, Pop Culture Happy Hour, and then what I love about podcasts too is they're a different medium than video. You know, video, this one guy, Startup, is a really good podcast. Yep. If you listen to Startup, he talked about, he's probably, you know, one of the elite people in podcasts, and he talked about how he did a video and how it just was the best story he ever, like, heard or told, but he didn't know the medium, and you have so much less time, and you have to have so many more compelling visuals. But a podcast, put it on when you're doing the dishes, folding laundry, you know, whatever, and you can still gain, you can get so much great content. So podcasts all around.
Cool.
Awesome.
So we want to keep these under an hour, so I'm going to start a new feature, Beth, I'm testing with you here.
Oh, I like it.
We're a learning organization, and it's all about teaching contractors and architects to grow their business. So I want you to give us what comes to mind as the best leave behind for them to go and initiate into their business today.
I think
anything to grow their business.
Anything to grow your business. You should be able to say in one sentence why people want to do business with you versus other people.
Perfect. Awesome. Simple.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me. This has been so fun.
Wow, what an impactful show, Devin. I don't know. What do you think?
Do you know more about the Grape Street Project?
Absolutely more about that. And just the whole process of getting your word out there from the standpoint of growing your business through video, that's just so powerful out there now. You can't ignore it.
Yeah. Everybody knows they have to do something, but I think it was good to talk through, how should I do it? How should I start?
Part of the thing that was so exciting is you've got the expertise of somebody like Beth that comes from a background working with Mark Cuban in an arena, you know, like you see on the Shark Tank and all the other things that he's put together. I mean, the power of that knowledge and then how she's able to implement that in a way that's simple, down to earth, and impactful for contractors and architects on a daily basis to get their message out and help grow their business. I mean, it's just awesome.
Yeah, I watched the Shark Tank last night, and I was sitting there and I was like, man, I could see Beth and I walking into the Shark Tank with our idea like this and get buy-in, you know?
Absolutely.
Because it really is cool and it's so much fun. And if you have the passion, if you're into it, and that's what Beth is, has so much passion for what she does and can relate so well. I challenge anybody in the globally listening to this is to find your Beth Klepper. If you're in Denver, get on board with Mainstream Films, because she knows how to listen and understand if it's a portion to start one video, this and that. Because it's so intimidating when the whole video thing, you think commercials and big money and all this stuff. Well, us small business owners don't have those marketing funds, so you can gotta be creative like we've done with Elite Industry Partners and find somebody like Beth Klepper who, you know, good is good enough and will sometimes make that work or work resources and get creative.
Absolutely. But the key thing is being able to capture that passion on video is going to generate dollars into the business, which is really, really critical.
Yeah, you can't be a stump on a log.
No.
You got to be out there in front and be a go-getter. And if you're not comfortable doing that, then that's where someone like Beth can come on and say, hey, voiceover, showing this, testimonials, tell them who you are and use your strengths and grow your weaknesses to make it all work.
Well, and one key thing I think that is important to talk about to our contractors and architects right now is that the marketplace, everybody knows, is on fire. But here's the key, and that is that now's the time to do this, because you want that message out there when there are fewer customers available and you want them to pick you. Now it's one of those things where, you know, you're going to be able to pick from the crop and get some good business. But the reality is when things slow down, you want to have these quality tools in place so you can get the business that's out there, because it's going to be more more on a limited basis.
Yeah, you're either growing or you're dying. And when Absolutely. You're growing, that's when you want to grow to Yep. the next level, right? And so you don't die when things go down and you have crutches like this. I challenge everybody, and my call to action is everybody to go to YouTube, type in Elite Industry Partners.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, you don't have to.
I know your time is valuable. And these things are 30 seconds to a couple minute long videos that are just the secret sauce all the way through. And we show a premiere feature showing products. We show challenges or issues we've had and then solutions. And that's what life's all about. You know,
Absolutely.
We want to know about the newest, latest, and greatest stuff. We want to see someone else's problems so we can fix it and grow all of our business together, both through the Art of Construction as well as Elite Industry Partner. So it's really fun to tie some of my other stuff that we're working on into the show here today.
And check out our show notes page for Beth's podcast interview today, because there will be links to a number of things on there, like Fiverr and the YouTube. In case you forgot already, it'll be on the show notes page. Well, all those key things.
Yeah, you can't take notes while you're listening to driving around, right?
Yeah.
So that's why you listen to it, and then you go back to the message board and grab those key marketing gold pieces and reach out to Beth Klepper or Fiverr or different tools that we found to help grow your business. So thanks for another great episode, Kevin and all the team and Elite Industry Partners. All you guys have been so instrumental in all of our business ventures. And we can't wait to see the Grape Street Project come to life and grow all of our businesses, and architects and contractors listen to this to come by and tour this project when it's all done here in Denver, or find your Beth Klepper globally and challenge you to do the same wherever you're at in the world.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.